I read your message. You wanted to see me again already. Thank goodness he feels the same. So send a message back. I'm just getting home now. Give me 5 minutes. Send. Oh, I wonder if I should have put that. Maybe he's gonna think. Oh, but I hurry and get the key in the lock and get the lights on. I'll lock my door again and go straight through to my kitchen to put the flowers in a vase and to make them last. I'm already looking forward to chatting some more. I bring the flowers to my room so I can see them as I lay in bed. I slip out of my things and get into bed. I need to feel comfy and safe. Then I text you back. Are you home safe and sound? I'm comfy now if you want to chat for a few more minutes. I'm so happy when you call. And we chat and giggle and talk about all sorts. I lay smiling and warm as I find out about you. What you like. We stick to music mostly, and an hour or more has easily gone past. But I'm dying to know about you, and the conversation turns flirtier. I just can't help myself as I ask you if you're in bed, and then confess that's where I am. I blush because of how you, well, you might be picturing me, but it's a good feeling, and it's making me tingle. That's when you tell me you are also in bed, and I go quiet. You must hear my mind as I try to imagine you naked. In bed, looking as attractive as she was earlier. Oh. Do you have a hairy chest? And your answer? It's not that hairy. But it would be all the better to feel my fingers trace across your chest. And then you ask me what I'm wearing. And call me pretty girl. I want to tell you, I'm excited. Then I'm naked, and I want to be naughty. My nipples graze the sheets as they harden, so I fib some false modesty or something. I'm just in a nightie, I giggle. Instead of telling you the truth. Could you tell me something you like? I don't know, tell me a story. And you pause. My voice was softer and I didn't quite intend it to sound quite so. seductive. I hope it doesn't give away that I'm caressing my body and my breasts. So I can talk to you. I think you may know, though, as you start to tell me about how you picture me in a Victorian nightie that goes from my ears to my toes. And I laugh. And I say, no, I'm not quite that wrapped up. I sigh down the phone. Oh, a bit too wantonly. I can't help my thoughts racing. You describe your pyjamas, which only makes matters worse as my breathing gets unsteady. I'm touching myself as I listen to your comforting voice. I stop myself, but then you ask me, are you okay? I feel ashamed to admit that I'm just lonely and horny. Oh, I'm loving this conversation, I say. It's nice to pillow talk. Such a sexy fella. Oh God, that was too much. Now what will he think? Oh. Obviously that comment gives you some confidence and exuberance. And your voice goes lower. And you speak with a slow, measured pace. You talk about how nice it is to have someone to chat to. Someone that makes you feel good. Warm. And how nice it is if you get to feel the warmth of their skin touching yours. Someone let her kiss each cheek. And put a hand on your leg. You tell me things that make me start to yearn and ache and want to touch, be touched. You tell me how beautiful I looked when you watched me on the stage shining under a spotlight. And you whisper, that you want. One who can make you feel special. Someone like you would want to make me feel special. I take this involuntary gasp and realize that you probably heard it, because it's your words turning me on. Yes, someone to make me feel special. guess, like you. Like now. A sigh. I can hear you listening. I don't hear you sounding uncomfortable or some kind of judgmental thing. So in a snap decision, I decide to moan gently to let you know that my hands are on my body. I hear a long breath from you. It's the way your voice is soft, and the way you're making me feel tonight. Are we doing this? I ask. And you say, we can if you want to. I will if you want to. That you're laying there in your bed, thinking of me. And how you'd like to admire my body. You'd like to watch my face. It's a kiss. And you kiss my nose. And our eyes. And a soft kiss. Your hand under the edge of my nightie, pushing under until you feel under my breast. Kiss. You'd kiss my stomach and watch as the cool air makes me shudder. You'd watch my chest rise and fall with each breath in our bedroom, putting your hands on those breasts as you kiss me again, feeling my body respond to yours, asking me to guide you slowly, to show me where you want me to be, and where I want you to be. To be yours. To make each other feel as much pleasure as two lovers can. Oh, as I listen to you gently, slowly, in your lovely, sexy voice, I find myself moaning and running my hands along my own body. I sigh and feel myself grow. More, even more excited. Oh, yes. Yes. Yes, I want that. We seem to need the same thing. Make love to me. Oh, please. I want to feel your gentle kisses over my body. I'll caress your chest too. kiss your neck and breathe in your ear. Listen to me breathing. Listen to me. Breathe into your ear. I need you. Can you feel my soft body under you? Can you look my eyes with yours? As I moan and smile and run my hands on your stomach, let me feel you. Imagine the way you expose me, as if I can feel you close to my heat. I'm so wet for you, please. Please. Please, touch me. Touch for me, I want to hear you. I'm so excited. I'm touching. You should be. Oh, please. Please help me. This conversation, this phone sex between us. You tell me, push away my lace panties, and you feel my heat. You want to feel me with no barriers at all between us. You have to bite your own lip to control your urge. But you circle my pussy lips. Oh. And taste your fingers as I watch. Oh. And you know how you describe the things you're gonna do to me. Blowing on my skin, making me tremble. The flicks of your tongue and where you're gonna put them, and how you want me to show you how I like it. Even wake the neighbors with everything that we could do. You can make me come. Oh God, yes. My hips have got a life of their own. Oh, for God's sake, lick me, sweet lover. Oh, you know I'm so ready for your tongue, for your lip. Oh. Down the phone. It's obvious that I'm extremely excited by the thought of you near me, near my pussy, enjoying my taste. Oh, don't stop. Circle my clip like this. Oh, I'm losing my mind as I'm about to come for you on the phone. And then you say you're gonna make me come hard, and the thoughts all just merge into one pulse. I've got breathy and silent as I crest, barely able to speak. Oh my God, I'm gonna go. I can hear your breaths as I orgasm. I know it's making you excited. You keep urging me on, helping me to get this orgasm to last as long as possible. I want you to feel like a man should. Oh, oh, come for me. Come for me too. I want you deep inside me. Imagine you're inside me. And you need to come right now, right fucking now, deep. Oh. My voice is deep and lustful. I get carried away because of your beautiful, sexy sounds. Ah, oh, call out my name. You were telling me to come for you. For you. Ah. Oh. Ah. Oh. Ah. Oh. Desperately, agonizingly moaning for me. You check if I'm still listening. Of course I am. Come. I listen to you. I listen to you moan. Catch your breath. Can't be sure if you. I don't know if you came. If you came as I was coming, I couldn't hear, or if that's just as noisy as you get, and I daren't ask if you've done it, and you start telling me you wish you could spoon. Against me. You must have come. And I've got these thrills still coursing across my body. The thought of you coming for me. Oh my God. For me. I had such a strong orgasm. Oh, you sound so sexy. You fucking sexy. Man. Oh. Just love. You love too. Big tears are rolling down silently down each of my cheeks. The relief of sharing, of not being alone this time. Not this time. This one was shared. This orgasm was for you. I'm so glad you're here. I mean, with me on the phone, I want to hold you. I want to lay my head on your shoulder. After a few moments, I have to ask, will I still have the courage of this closeness? Will you go out with me on a proper date? But then I clasp my hand over my mouth. You've had your thrill in it. And that might be all you want. But then, you say, of course you will. You want to see me again and hope you can be sexy then too. Yes, I suppose people do go on a few dates usually before they get frisky. And you tell me you can't wait to see your little songbird. I smile and laugh at your words. Well, we have spent many pleasant evenings together, I mean. And I bought you a drink once, doesn't that count? And you tell me you're a two-drink man, at least. And you're not always this easy to get into bed. Oh, I just got lucky this time, did I? All right. Friday. After my last song, you'll come down. Take me for a meal. Oh, sweetheart. You know I look forward to that. Better say good night. Good night then.